For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
30 years is enough. I just returned from Chicago, where I worked a lead booth at the National Association of Counties annual convention. Of the people that visited our booth, 105 were for legalization, only 8 against, 7 undecided, and 3 had no opinion. While there, I learned that the DEA is sponsoring an exhibit at the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry. DEA Administrator Karen P. Tandy said, "This is one-of-a-kind exhibit and graphically shows how U.S. illegal drug sales not only fund global terrorism, but also how drugs terrorize all of us. The drug trade is a cash cow for many of America's worst enemies, with nearly half of all foreign terrorist organizations tied to it." I agree with Ms. Tandy that illegal drug sales fund terrorism. We disagree on how to handle it. She wants to continue the 30-year-plus failed American drug policy. I believe that the best way to take the funds away from the terrorists is to remove the astronomical profits from the drug trade. LEAP believes that it should be done by legalizing, regulating, and controlling the distribution of all drugs. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals, drug cartels, and terrorists. Legalization will immediately remove the profits and put the drug cartels out of business. And then we can get to the business of treating drug use with educational programs and medical treatment when needed. Education and treatment offer hope for the future. LEAP does not promote nor condone drug use. LEAP's members are current and former police, judges, prosecutors, and prison officials. We know that the current drug policy is an absolute failure and does far more harm than good. Criminalization of recreational users punishes the wrong people and makes the bad guys richer. Ms. Tandy further stated, "We are making great progress reducing the supply and abuse of drugs, and it is our hope that having this exhibit in Chicago will shine a light on how the far-reaching devastation from drugs affects everyone." I disagree with Ms. Tandy. Drugs are more readily available, cheaper, and of higher quality than they were 3 decades ago. The drug war, as it is implemented today, is actually a war on the American people and not the drug cartels, which are making astronomical profits because of the government's policy. Educate and inform yourselves. Ask tough questions of elected officials. It's time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP.
Law enforcement against prohibition. These men and women have served in the trenches of the drug war as prosecutors, judges, cops, guards, and wardens. They have seen firsthand the utter futility of our policy and now work together to end drug prohibition. Please visit leap.cc.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.